God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Tolu Alogo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
Ghost, we acknowledge you. 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 The Father's gift to us. Oh, so he came to cook his silly cover. The Akura de Kileske Kitos Confefagi Gana. Michael Gagaba Mosi Kivena Kumpriheske Fito Kikanata. My Bokosi Kefane Dolia Kababo. Mabomba Salaba Ke Kirimokia Dorako. Fekanadia Koseskete Kubahanke Bebote. Bebe kakova rona kia sata bakato Zikombi ande keto kaiva bike laso Meta kofi ande la bakrande komabi atadano Inomi ke koma sila bakatado Briendo ume fene kame ambos kato kamba bitele Bobanka abembo kamaso tebelato. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Tonight, we stand in acknowledgement of the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. The person of the Christ in us. Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. And yes, I'm thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me. Lord, I'm hungry for a move of God. Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Tonight we are testing, pour out your Holy Ghost. Yes, now we want to see the hand of God move mightily inside of us. We are hungry for a move of God. One more time, go with me. Yes, I am hungry for the mighty move of God. Yes, I am thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me. I'm hungry and it's for a move of God. Oh, so draw me, Lord. wants that move to begin from within. He that believeth on me, as the scripture says, out of him shall flow. There is a move that is apportioned for every individual believer. And tonight you want to press in prayers for a few minutes, asking that that move will begin. You can ask the Lord. The move must begin from here. My tongue, Abraham, the canonomes. It must begin from here. It must begin from here. Berikonas pakata, bambanda sita papa katenoma, my mokaba mamiska pelevata, omenantambreska beba, by before the tasata, move here, move here, move here, Holy Ghost, begin from within, baseta papa batai, esoma babatendos, infalate natebratande sabebate. Move within me. Move within me. Oh, kapa mi bomposa. Sheka bambara te kapote. Fete mantale tato. Etuantato, etuantato. Etuantato, kante tua sata. E ragate beboke. E kompe pilanda kava matande. E kamemba sailoma. Oh, begin from here. Begin from here. You dwell here. You dwell here. In Satan Ataria Taba. E Romeno Bosentope. E Faneta Membatele Sato. By Santa Paparatona. Oh, oh, oh. I continue ski como me and me come betava shaka baba baba kama ma sikandi kilata rekata vakata iria komembos infatina shebombo kanelote I kombi imaranatos. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, I don't know if the choir knows this song. It's the song that is playing in my spirit. I can't fully grasp it. I think it's Pastor Chintok's song. It has scepter of the... No. Something, the scepter of the city of God. What's the full song? Okay, somebody should lead the song. Oh, you don't know the song? Hey. Okay, so do you want to find the song? I'll need the song maybe subsequently. It's the Holy Ghost, it's the Holy Ghost. Something custodian of the mysteries of God, scepter of of the secret of God. Okay. Be seated. Be seated. So let the choir look for that song. I'll need the song subsequently. I wait
on you.
I wait on you. Father, I wait on you. Experiences. Our lives have occasioned a query, and it is to the authenticity of your indwelling. Many have received you as Lord and Savior 10 years, 20 years, but the movements of our hearts still do not mirror your realities. And we're asking, Lord, that this series will occasion the emergence of a new man. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. If God answers that my prayer, then everyone that collides with his words will be new. You will not assume newness. You will exhibit newness. So I'm trusting him that he will answer. I'm trusting him. I don't know how many of you see yourself in the reality of those last lines of my prayers. That there is still a sound in you. There are still desires in you that are not Christ's desires. How many people have that struggle? The design of the indwelling is that total exchange becomes possible, that your desires are substituted, that your cravings are substituted, that if you ever vocalize your wants, it will mirror what he wants. When we sing songs like "Let Me Want What You Want," you know that song, "Let Me Want What You Want, Oh My Dear Lord," it's the cry of someone who has not fully apprehended. is that we have found out that within us there's a sound that is not him. And it shouldn't be like that for 5 years. So we want to trust Jesus. But as we are exposed to the revelation of his word, we are going to read a lot of verses of scriptures. Because in studying for this series, I had to do some study. God led me around a little. I began to cry out. Because my studies, I'm just trying to lead you on a little before we start. My studies have revealed that living a life that is totally sold out to the Christ is a possibility. The Bible gives us a clear manual. All that will be required is that you are willing. Is that you are willing. If you believe that because you went to the Android store, what do they call that? It's the Google Play Store. That when you went to the Google Play Store, you downloaded WhatsApp to your phone. And that you don't need any intelligence to run WhatsApp. Once you click that green icon, it begins to operate. When you send messages on WhatsApp, how many of us know how the messages are transferred? You just click send, and after a while, if your friend does not respond, you begin to fight. Didn't you get my message? You did not bother yourself with the dynamics of message sending. If human beings can create a self-running system like that, if in the day you gave your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit was downloaded into a fellowship with your spirit, then we are struggling too much. It should be self-running. WhatsApp only has challenges if there's a virus. And we want to see if there are inhibiting viruses that men can install that can checkmate the movements of the Holy Spirit. If we take those viruses out of the way, then things will work. Things will work. It's been a very busy week. Very busy. Traveled on Wednesday morning. I had 2 sessions in Ibeju-Lekki. I'm not sure they recorded my sessions. So I'll trust God if they didn't record to revisit them. Let me know how far with the Lord went. This week, pursue that guy. So in the lorry, I first had 4 sessions in 1 conference. It was on the Joshua generation. Lamde was with me. Timo is around too. Timo was with me. And Jesus showed us mercy. And yesterday evening, I went for a 3rd conference. I wanted to preach, but I could not preach because the burden in that location was too heavy. The theme of the conference was the secret place, but they wanted a fire conference inside the secret place. And I perceived that life was more needed than fire. May God give you understanding. So I promised them that they should invite me again, not for an impartation service, because God came. God came, but I asked them to invite me for a teaching service. Let's start from what is salvation. And let us journey. I have a first charge for this service. And then we will go into the business of the day. Let me begin this way before we go and look at a few scriptures to validate what I am about to say. As you mature in God, now Jerry, I need you to regulate this thing because my voice is almost out. By God's grace, on Tuesday, I will be in the city of Adoekiti. Session. So if you are listening to us and in Adoekiti, please be with my friend Apostle Akiem. I'll be ministering with him. And then we're around for the week. We need to rest a little before we run again. call of the believer is assumed to be many things. And the time has come for us to reevaluate the weight of our call as believers. Based on one of the statements made by one of my teachers, I listen to him a lot, the prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa. He says that the God that you know is the one that was introduced to you. As such, if the one who brings the word of God to you is or who brings the knowledge of God to you is economical with truth or is a liar. There are those who outrightly misrepresent God by saying that God is what he is not. There are those who incompletely represent God. It's still a pseudo form of misrepresentation, but they bring an incomplete introduction of God. For example, you can build a fortress around the loving nature of God, that when it is overstressed, you bring up the harvest of a people who are lascivious, because they do not understand that there was a transition in the fulfillment of covenants, even though the old covenant and the new covenant are lettered the same way. Are you with me? I mean, if you read the terms of the old covenant and the new covenant, they are the same way. It is still writing my laws in your heart. Are you with me? Yes. Ah, I don't like this, your look. Okay, believe that the covenants are totally different. Do we still, based on the new legal system, do we kill? Are we at liberty to commit fornication or adultery? Are we at liberty to dishonor our parents? Are we at liberty to serve any other God apart from the Lord? Are you at liberty to have in the corner of your room a graven image? It means that the Mosaic laws were not cancelled. God's original mandate was that those laws not be read. They were supposed to be etched on the human heart, so that by a law in the heart, you'll be able to function like Abel without going to a school of sacrifices to offer unto God a sacrifice that is acceptable without a legal system. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? See, I'll be enjoying God. Don't come and do this thing. God is still, our kingdom is still a legalistic kingdom. And in case you don't like that word, the kingdom was shaped before you came. Are you with me? There's no kingdom without rules. When God was putting together his kingdom, you were not there. And so you could not have said, if you were there, maybe you'll have said, Lord, no rules. All man lives to himself. He loses his essence as a kingdom if he's no longer a kingdom of rules. But you see, we are not running with stone tablets. We are running with a law in your heart. We should not be telling you not to fornicate. It should be there. When you accepted Jesus into your heart, what did you accept him as? I hope I will not need to do a refresher course before my teaching. What did you accept him as? Okay, can you function with a Lord without rules? He owns you. That's how he saved you. If he does not own you, you don't belong to him. Are you with me? And you cannot be a Lord without rules. Your lordship is weak. Because lordship means that there's some bit of governance. No, not even bit. There's a whole lot of governance that is in place. A Lord is a ruler. And there's no ruler without rules. Amen. the earlier you understand the shape of the kingdom. So, Jerry, one of my end of year sermons will be the shape of the kingdom of God. You want to know what the kingdom looks like, so that you will know if you have been functioning in the kingdom or outside the kingdom. The shape, or the shapes, put an S. I'll do like 7 to 8 different things to define what the kingdom of God looks like. But since you are not receiving what I'm bringing, I will go straight to what I want to say. That the pastor or the brother or the sister that stood on the altar in the day that you gave your life to Christ baited you into the kingdom by certain words. I expect. And one of the things that he used as bait was to advertise a face of God to you, even though God has many faces. If that face is the only face that you know, God may have been misrepresented in your heart, and so your call as a believer may be wrong. Some believers believe that their call is a call to enjoy, that God is a workman who is obsessed with delivering enjoyment. And so any aspect of their Christian work that does not bring enjoyment to the soul is not from God. E.g., fasting. No, I must eat. If it's possible to eat 10 times a day, I must eat 10 times a day, because fasting hurts the soul. Am I right? You're walking on the road and your friend says, "Have I bought anything for you before?" You say no. Say, "Today I give you Cold Stone ice cream." And you started out fasting. A fight will start in your heart. Say, "Take it, some of you come on fasting." So you follow your friend and somebody meets you and say, "What's your name again?" And says, "Peter." "But you said you are fasting." Say, "There's life, so we can do it tomorrow." If you stay fasting, and you know Cold Stone cannot be preserved, Abby, you can put it in a nylon bag and say, "We'll drink it tomorrow morning." I wish you have friends who say, "If you don't have it today, don't ask me again." Then you will see that your heart is hot. If what you received was a God who is obsessed with making people enjoy, you will think it's the devil who initiated the fast, who wants to make you miss the enjoyment of this thing. Because if it is a God who just makes you enjoy, you will sleep with everybody and you will think you are right because of the pleasure that you get. Are you with me? You will drink everything that can be ingested because you think that if it is good and your definition of good will be pleasure, it is God. So to start watching films from 7 p.m. and to finish at 6 a.m. will not be wrong for you, because if your body likes it, it is from God. You will marry what you like and not what you need, because it is from God. You will study the course that suits you. Say, "Mimulai kuntekan," so let me study food tech. Or there's food and nutrition, or food science. Let me just do something around food because that's what I like. As a minister, you will go only to the places where you are promised to sleep on a water bed. The advantage of a water bed is that even if it's snowing outside, you can regulate the temperature of your bed. That no, to go to a learning to preach for you, Peter, You will require that they go and look for a Range Rover Sport, because you want the pleasure of sitting in that car. The problem is that the God that was introduced to you is obsessed with making people enjoy. He's an enjoyment officer. When we begin to preach the damage that the cross must do to your life so that you can be an accurate servant of Jesus, you will resist our sermons. And you will tell us that it's because we have wrong Christian background. That's why we are not obsessed with enjoyment. Let me not go further.
The God that was introduced to you is the God that you know, and the God that was used to initiate your entrance into the kingdom, if you don't labor for that, maybe your definition of the call of the believer. But the call of the believer is designed to express along many lines. My first instruction for this service, I have titled it by the mercy of God, Midwives for a New Nation. I was excited. I was, you know, had quite some time to chat with my spiritual father, the Apostle Arome, 2 days ago, yesterday, even this morning. And I was excited when I saw his opening emphasis at the Convergence Lagos. That sermon is worth listening to. I would borrow one of the verses that he used, or one or two, to support my motion, even though I have a couple of my own. To the one who learned well, the call of the believer captures the reality, one of living for God. And if you want, you can enlarge this living call as living for God and living unto God. Living for God, it means you are representing, your life is a representation of God. And living unto God means that your life is directed at pleasing God. 2, our call as believers captures the call to serve God. It introduces God as a father, as a master, as a lord, as a king, and we as his sons, as his subjects, as his servants, and like Paul would say, as his bond servants. The word bond servant is a subtle way to call yourself a slave. I know you don't like that name. Listen, do you like that name? You are a slave of God. Well, you are. You were bought with a price. Sons are not really bought. Are you with me? Yes. I mean, surface level, sons are born, slaves are bought. But you're buying, the transaction that bought you was a birthing. That's why you are a son. Are you with me? Oh, Jesus, help me. Oh, but don't play again. Pray for 10 minutes and join me. You are playing well, but we need to operate at a very high place. And that's where I've been teaching from. Okay, do 5 minutes. You are my friend now, so you should know what to do. Do 5 minutes. I'm saying that you were bought. Normally, only slaves are bought. But when God transacted that by the blood of the Christ, that transaction brought you into more than slavery. It was a legal transaction that ensured that your rights were not limited to the rights of a slave. The rights that you were exposed to are the rights of a son. So in Romans chapter 8 verse 15, the Bible says we have not received the spirit that maketh us a slave again to fear, but the spirit of adoption. And because of the nature of the spirit that you received, you can cry, Abba, Father. Are you with me? Good. So that's what I'm trying to say is there. So it's like a slave crying out, Father. Because when the slave was bought, an installation happened. A spirit was installed. It's not normal to have the spirit of a son installed in a slave. But because the spirit of the son was installed in us, we were upgraded into sonship by adoption. But keep it in your mind that you were saved so that you can serve him. Are you with me? Okay. So, the call captures the reality to serve God. The call captures the reality to reign on behalf of God. The call captures the reality to speak on behalf of God, and many more realities. Some believe, I do too, that the call also captures the reality of worshiping God, of what else? Giving to God many things. But if you seek to bring all of these calls together, trying to congregate them around their purpose and not the activity, you will find out that the basic call or the basic expression of the call of the believer is a call to partner with God. If you live well, what you will be doing is living a witness of God in the territory, is partnering with God, because God wants to be seen. So if you live his life, he will be seen. You are walking with him. Are you with me? If you worship God, somebody in the choir, if you stand up and you raise a cry, when God is worshipped, worship is not an end. There's always a feedback. Now, feedback is that the dimension of God that you touch in worship becomes available. It means that if God wants a dimension of his person to be available, he will instigate worship in a worshiper. So as you lift up your cry, you are opening up the path for the descent of what God wants to be in the earth. You are still a partner. Are you with me? You are doing something so that what God wants to be done can find expression. Are you with me? If you begin to serve God, the service of God essentially is to occasion the knowing of the essences of God. That's why we serve him. It's not just so that we can get a reward. The word serve means that you should function under the instruction or by the intention of one to please that person. To serve also means to give something. Am I right? If I say Peter is serving me, you may be carrying my Bible. I can also say, Peter, serve me food. Are you with me? So, in ministry, we do things that bring God pleasure. But in ministry, we also minister God. We give God to the people. It's still partnership. Are you with me? You still don't understand? Okay, let's sing a song. Amen. What was that song we sang yesterday? There was a song I used to. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Make sure you are singing. We want to travel.
To receive glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
For thou hast
one more time.
And thou art worthy, O Lord.
Thou art worthy, O Lord.
Worthy, O Lord.
To receive glory, honor, and power.
For thou.
Human structure is designed to be built around a particular bone. What bone is that? What bone is that? Your spinal cord. Your spine. That's your vertebrae column. Am I okay with that? Anybody who has another opinion? Jesus. Kai. Okay, let's go with this thought. Your human structure is designed to be built around your vertebrae column. It means if you want to give expression, if you take away your vertebrae column, the totality of your being, your uprightness will be lost. Your ability to bend will be lost. Many things are going to be lost if we tamper with your vertebrae column. Your ability to move, am I right? Will be lost. We might need to look for another name to define you. You will, your existence will attract the use of an adjective to define you. And it will not be because you consciously chose to adopt that adjective. It will be because you lost your spine. For example, whatever a Christian knows or markets as knowledge that is not built around the spine called kingdom life will not make him a Christian. If you know power, but the power that you know is not hooked into the spine called kingdom, you will ultimately abuse what you have. If it's grace that you know, that's the hub of the hyper grace movement. That they understand the concept of grace, but the grace that they understand is not hooked into the spine called kingdom. Are you with me? So living anyhow is not captured in kingdom life. Because there's a king, it means there are rules. So from your soul, you cannot self-determine what is right. So to claim that once your spirit is saved, whatever happens in your body is not God's business, is a lie. Because the Bible says that you were bought with a price, therefore honor God, not only in your spirit, but also in your body, that is whose? That is the Lord's. I've shared with us in this house that Jesus died three deaths. He died in his spirit, he died in his soul, he died in his body. So the redemptive essence of the Christ is supposed to affect your spirit, your soul, and your body. You cannot claim to have come into the perfected expressions of salvation if your body looks like a harlot but you speak in tongues. You are wrong. So say to your neighbor, you are wrong. If what you drink or what you smoke is governed from your soul, and you claim that no, tell me to speak in the language of power and I can make a few lines, or bring the Bible and see if I can explain it, and you explain it, you see, you have not touched the full import of salvation, because what enters your mouth must be governed by the spirit that is within you. The spirit of madness ensures that for a madman. How much more the Holy Ghost? He should be able to more ensure it. The spirit of madness is a dressing, is a clothing spirit. Are you with me? The spirit of madness has perspective powers. It communicates the perspective of the madman. The spirit of madness is a directional spirit. It tells the madman where to go. It tells the madman where to sleep. It, you know, designs the habitat of the madman. If you now tell us that anywhere your heart wants you to go, you can go to, and it doesn't affect your nature as being a believer, you are wrong. Because when a spirit dwells within, it dwells to govern. It doesn't dwell just to be there. Are you with me? Just as kingdom is, or kingdom life is the spine for all doctrine, as a matter of fact, the gospel of the kingdom is the mother of all gospels. Because every other gospel finds expression within the context of the gospel of the kingdom. In that same way, I am saying that the spine of the call of the believer is the call to partner with God. There is an assignment that God wants to fulfill in our world, and in his will, he has deemed it fit that man becomes the partner with whom he will get that labor done. To live otherwise will be to live contrary to your ordination. It will be living a life that does not strike any chord in God's realm. It means it's a life that will attract no rewards from God. It will live by general mercies, but on the last day, that kind of life will not be known. May God give you understanding. When I say that Despine is partnering with God. We must understand that man, it was not given to man to initiate labor. God in this partnership is the initiator. If it begins in time, then it will likely not attract the energies of the eternal one. So we were called to join into labors that began from the realm of God. A procession began from heaven. And your call is to jump in your own earthly existence to do what God will have you do so that you can advance what God is doing. And when you have done your own, you stop. It's like a relay quartet. God is the first leg. It begins with Him. So your Bible opens with the lines in the beginning. Who was in the, it was in the beginning blessed, or do you want, or Gwemi, or in the beginning sunshine? You didn't come early, you didn't come on day one, have you? And there was no sun on day one. You understand what I'm saying? There was no sunshine on day one. When God said, let there be light, it was not the light of the sun. So you are not the beginning. God is like the one who initiates the race. He's the one who adopts the lane. He's the one who picks up a baiting. The moves of God begin in God. They don't begin in men. If it is a move that began in men, then it is no longer a move of God. It is the move of a man. It begins in God. And what qualifies you what qualifies your life to be an accurate life is that you received this betting to run on the lane that God has chosen. Are you with me? So you are not at liberty to be creative in destiny. Destiny is not crafted, it is received. And a man adheres to the rules that governs it. So that when you are done with your second leg, what you do is to find Pelumi and say, take, run. If he leaves the lane, then all of us will have run in vain. It means there are many things that began in God that have not found fulfillment. Because a man who began to run in time decided to live by a different set of rules. When God finds an accurate man, it means that move will start from the point of derailing. It's sad. It's sad. I want every word that I'm speaking tonight to stay in your heart, because the call I want to make is a simple one. My assignment is to reiterate the summons to pray for our nation. That's the simple assignment that I have. That's why I'm building all of these things. Let's go further a little bit more. We're almost there. Now, we are not initiators. God is. Our labor is to see that the desires as initiated in God and empowered by God find expression in the earth. Can I say that again? Every intention, every desire that is initiated in God is gifted the supply of capacity to see them come to pass. The job of a man is to find the desires of God, and if he aligns with that desire, he is empowered to birth that desire in the earth realm, whatever it is. The man Elijah, for example, you know his story. There was a time in Israel when the marriage between a Jewish king or an Israelite king, Ahab, and the daughter of the priest of a strange god by the name Jezebel had occasioned the departure of the nation of Israel from their path of travel. What it meant was that the move of God that Israel was supposed to fulfill in the earth could no longer be fulfilled, because now Israel was still worshiping, but worshiping on another lane. And so what God decided to do was that he went to their last point of the railing, and then a man seemingly stepped out of the realm of the spirit. Seemingly, somebody say seemingly. Don't go around saying Reverend said Elijah stepped out of the realm of the spirit. I'm just saying that his introduction into the happenings in Israel was sort of sudden. He was a man who was not gifted antecedents. The name of his father was mentioned. He has brothers. He has sisters. He was a man who appeared under the order of Melchizedek. You see, when you are trying to explain, because I did some bit of lecture on this Melchizedek thing with one of my brothers on the phone last week. He had gone to listen to somebody who thought that Melchizedek was Christ. And how that his name, so they broke the name into pieces. That there's Melchi and then Zedek, that he was the king of righteousness. I agree that that's the meaning of his name. The Bible said in Hebrews that he had no father and mother. What the writer was saying was that his parenthood was not referenced, and it was for a purpose. It was so that you will be able to hallow the order that he represents. So I told the young man, if you say it was Christ, Jesus had mother. Abi, did Jesus not have mother? So it means having no father or mother does not make you Jesus. He was Timoyupu do types and shadows now. There's a sermon one of the sisters at a revival hub preached during the week. She was teaching types and shadows. My God, Apostle Edu's ministry, she handled it well during this year, 50 days of Pentecost. I sat down to listen to the sermon. It was Bible study that morning, and she handled it well. Types and shadows. So Jesus was not Melchizedek. If not, God would have said to Jesus in Psalm 110 verse 4, "Thou art Melchizedek." He said, "Thou art a priest after the order of." It means Melchizedek opened an order of priesthood, and your priesthood is captured within the context of that order of priesthood. You are not like Aaron. Are you with me? So I advise. So anyway, I won't tell you the rest of the story because I know the person has been listening to. Some of you know. And if you listen to that person, you will create a spooky thing out of straightforward things. So I told the young man, what God means is what he wrote down. Are you with me? Don't. In thinking scriptures, we use scriptures to think scriptures. Eh? We don't use our mind to reason scriptures. We reason scriptures by scriptures. That's how the apostles reason scriptures. That if people are confused, what you produce is another scripture, not something spooky. Amen. Oh, you know, some people are looking for plenty things. They think it is by sounding intelligent that the Christian life is lived. They don't understand that the proof of the Christian life is not what you can say, is who you are. Are you with me? So that if they tie our mouths, the street is not supposed to lack witness that we are Christians. That's why we are studying the indwelling Christ. To show that if a time comes when they don't allow us to come to church again, even if we don't identify with a church building, the world will not be in doubt that we are different. And if they trace long enough, they will end with the man Jesus the Christ. So I advised him, read your Bible, love Jesus. Don't crave to teach what nobody has taught before. Because there's a stream in the body of Christ in Nigeria that they love to say things that nobody say. I'm not permitted to talk about them. They always have new things to say. Don't look for what is not lost. May God, the merciful, give you understanding. So, our labor is to partner with discovered intentions in God, and even in laboring, we are not left alone, because every desire, every intention of God is allocated the essence of God and empowerment. So if I tell blessing, please blend pepper, I will need to have produced something that can make you blend pepper. I will not say to you, blessing. Speak and let them hear in Lico Field. If I want you to do that, I will gift you a public address system that can influence what is happening there. God has not never sent a man without empowering the man. If there is any assignment that you think you have received from God and you are struggling to do, there are two things that possibly happened. One, that it was not God you heard, and so there's no allocation for the race that you are running. Two is that you heard God, but you refuse to obey the injunction, tarry until you be endued. If it's the second one, it's easier. It just means you have to go back to the place of commissioning and wait until the empowerment comes. But if it's the first one, be humble enough to admit that I sent myself on an errand and go back to ground zero and wait till you are instructed. Amen. Awesome. Two verses of scripture so that we can run. My teaching is supposed to start by 6 o'clock. I can't finish today, and I plan not to finish today. So relax. Psalms chapter 119. There are two very commonly used verses in AWC. In Psalms chapter 119, verse 89. Midwives, that's what we're studying, of the new nation. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It suggests that before the communications of God as utterances are heard in the earth, they have been given a foundation for operation in God's realm. So if God says, I will bless you, the heavenly structures that will distribute the blessing have already been put in place. So we can say to Nigeria that because God has said to us that a new Nigeria will emerge, the structures, heavenly structures, that will make for a new Nigeria were in place before you heard God. Are you with me? So even though prophecy gives us the privilege to know what is ahead, prophecy in actual fact gives us the privilege to know what is ahead in time and not what is ahead in heaven. Because whatever we hear in the earth as prophecy has already been perfected in God's dimension. God does not speak and goes to work. He speaks because he has finished working. Are you with me? Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Where do we live? In what dimension is Nigeria located? It means that when God speaks over a nation, the word does not find settlement because God has spoken it. The word hangs. Structures need to be built so that that word can be fulfilled. Another verse of scripture, commonly used also, Psalms chapter 115, verse 16. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. These are two causal realms, two realms in which counsels are put together, two realms in which concepts become counsels, perfected as counsels and transported to the earth. It means God can say, okay, what do I want to do in Nigeria? I want a new nation. I want a righteous nation. I want a safe nation. Those are concepts in God. The concept of safety, the concept of righteousness, the concept of newness. And what God does is that he fuses all of them together and he exports them into the earth as a council. I will establish a new regime in your nation. If you engage the council, you will see safety, you will see newness, you will see righteousness. But what I just said now, I will establish a new regime or a new set of experiences in your nation. That is the council. But a council is a congregation of many concepts. I'm saying that in those first two dimensions, in the heaven and the heavens. It's in those locations that concepts are fused together to become counsels. But the Bible says that in the earth, he has given the earth to who? The children of men. God is the one that governs the conceptualization, the realms of conceptualization. God is the one who governs the realms where counsels are put together. Earth, which is where men are in charge of, is the place where things happen. So those two realms are causal realms. Our own realm is a manifestation-based realm. Are you with me? So everything you see in the earth is as a result of the things that were determined in the other two realms. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given. The word there is assigned. It means in the offering of the earth to men, God gave earth to men per responsibility. So there is a measure of accountability that God expects from every one of us. And that's why we've been speaking about taking responsibility territorially for homes, for institutions, for establishments, for church groups, for cities, for nations, even for continents. Because in the giving of the earth, God gave so that men can be accountable. If anything goes wrong in the earth, stop blaming God. It's because a man did not show up in responsibility. And when God wants to judge, not everybody suffers. He goes straight for the one who is accountable for that thing. You know, when we're young, or when you were young, there's a possibility that when your mom starts frying fish, for example, and somebody calls her, come to the junction. So as she's leaving, she says, let's use Gbemi. She says, Gbemi, Eja, yo, brother, do you know? But Gbemi was watching Korean movie, and there were five. Do you watch Korean movies? You don't like them at all. What do you watch? Okay, American film. So you were watching an American film, and there are five of you in the house. But what she said was, "Baby." So everybody sits and continues to watch the movie, and somebody nudges you and says, "Baby, the fish," and say, "Ah, you don't want me to enjoy the movie." So you begin to function with a common reality, forgetting that you had an allocation in responsibility. When mommy comes and she says, ah, you know, you can be so engrossed in a film that the movie creates an atmosphere that not only dulls your sight but also dulls your ability to smell. And she comes and says, there may even be smoke in the house, you won't see it. Oh yes, it depends on how well you have mastered focus. And then she comes and says, the fish is burning. And you say, how? You now say, ah, sorry, all of us were watching. Do you know that all of us will not be punished? Only the one who was assigned responsibility. It means while you feel all of us are living the same way, you need to pay attention to your own allocation. Because if your allotted portion is infringed upon by the enemy, God will hold you responsible, and not all of us. I was sharing to them in Loring on Friday night how that when Moses died, I was teaching on the Joshua generation in pursuit of inheritance, that when Moses died, the space that Moses, you know, Moses was serving God. Joshua was not serving God. Joshua was like a bishop at POA. He was called to serve who? Moses. Because Moses was called God's servant. God said it by himself. Moses, my servant, is dead. That's Joshua chapter 1 from verse 1. Joshua was called Moses' servant. So that's who he was serving by scriptures. But immediately Moses died, God said, my servant is dead. Now you arise and take these people into the promised land, it means that immediately Moses died, Joshua had an upgrade in service. He had been faithful with little, now he was brought into much. He was the new man. He moved into the space of Moses. Abi? So I said something. I said, before you begin to run around trying to claim things, you know, everybody wants everybody's mantle. In pursuit of inheritance, you must know who you were called to replace. Everybody wants Baba Lala's mantle. To do which work? To be watching football? You want Baba Lala's mantle to be doing morning devotion? If you will get Baba Lala's mantle, you will be the continuation of his essence. So, Pelumi, who were you called to inherit? If not, you will live a life, you will have an identity that is not captured in the move of God. Because God operates or upgrades a new generation because there's a void in the old one. So we have to pray that night for revelation. I know, believe it or not, I don't attend CNS church. But I know that I was one of those who were called to inherit Baba. I know that the dimensions of his purity, the dimensions of his addiction to the word of God, the dimensions of his potency, the dimensions of his yieldedness, his dedication to a fasted existence, is, you know, he was not a flamboyant minister. Many of those who broke away from him entered flamboyance. He was not a celebrity minister, yet he was powerful. He was not a man seeking fame. If you claim that you are inheriting a man, let's look at your life. Maybe it looks like his own. So we must pay attention. We must pay attention to our allotments. Church, you see, Nigeria has been given to us. That's where I'm going. In the realms where concepts become councils, a council has been deposited over our nation, and we have been privileged, as we prayed here and in many other places where people prayed, to know that there's new in the bag for the nation Nigeria. We are currently like a nation pregnant, and whatever hardness that is happening now are actually the things that are associated with pregnancy. It's not all women, but some women have what they call morning sickness. For some, it could be aggravated. For some, it's a lot of fever, a lot of vomiting. Some people just walk through pregnancy like, you know, you don't even know they are due. And may God give you that grace. You know, some people from about 3 months can't cook again. My wife cooked even the day we went to the hospital. She was still cooking. She'll say, no, I'm fine now. My wife was still praying long. Only that she could not stand. So she found the easiest posture of lying on her side so that the baby would be on the ground. And then she will roar in hours like that. Some people can't pray well again after 3 months. May God give you grace. Let your body be used to certain things, so that when that time comes, everything will adjust. You know, if you become pregnant before you start learning prayer, there's grace, and God is always better in the next generation. It means you'll be better in your own time, in the name of Jesus. So we are a people of responsibility. Our nation is currently like a pregnant nation. Much of the discomfort that we are going through now have to do with the pregnancy. When God spoke, a baby, a new nation, was deposited. But you see, it's not everybody that is pregnant that gives birth. And I do not have the bandwidth of knowledge to be able to bring to us all the possibilities that can be occasioned so that pregnancy is not fully delivered. But you see, sometimes the mother dies. Are you with me? And the baby dies. Sometimes the mother survives and the baby dies. Sometimes the mother live. Sometimes the mother dies and the baby lives. Are you with me? Sometimes both of them, well, the good thing is that both of them live. Sometimes the baby does not mature fully and is born prematurely and lives. Many times if it's a girl, the girls are stronger at birth. Abi? Okay, they've not told you that. The girls are stronger at birth. A premature girl has a greater tendency to survive than a premature boy. It's when the boys grow up that they have energy. I don't know what, but ladies generally, even intellectually, I think many of them are more matured. They mature faster than the boys. You know, when you were 3, when you were 10, you were still playing ball. If you grew up in the village when you were 7, you still be wearing pants and be running around. At 2 years old, a baby girl is already bathing her doll. There's already motherhood in her head. They are 30-year-olds who don't know anything about fatherhood. They still live for themselves. At age 3, the baby girl is already backing the baby. She's already mixing sand and trying to put it into the baby's mouth. There's already motherhood in her head. The boys, may God give you understanding. Well, maybe I should sleep in this body that I have slept in before. Have you found out that there are more ladies' meetings than males' meetings? Even in church, there's always sisters. And then when it's married time, the brothers who were not taught marry the ladies who have labored with God. So we must be responsible. We must make sure that they grow together. All right. This responsibility that I'm trying to pull out of this verse is because God has heard our prayer. And let me go to my spiritual father. One of the things that you have seen in Nigeria, you have heard of the 2 million man march, the 1 million man march, sometimes in the core of the north, it means that hope has started rising in our nation. The average Nigerian youth believes that they can topple the government now. They believe if they allow us to go to the polls, wicked men will not come back. Are you with me? You see, but it's just like a woman who starts buying cloth. She buys what they call the pram. She buys a walker. And they are saying, you have children. You say, no, see. So there are structures that she begins to put in place. She might create a baby's room. And those who understand colors know that you don't paint a baby's room dark brown. Intelligence wise, your baby may end up being dull. Yes, your baby will be largely melancholic. Very terrible mood swings. Your baby may tend towards depression. Even as adult as you are, if you paint the wall of your room dark brown, you will live a depressed life. Yes, colors affect emotions. I studied them a little when I was in construction. Every eatery or every food logo has red inside it. Yes or no? Because red creates it engenders strong appetite. Even God ensured it that pepper is red. So there are cool colors, pink, sky blue, you know, nice colors like that, so that the baby is alive. So she begins to paint the wall and she looks for, you know, dull pictures that have dolls in them, stickers that can get the baby excited. She begins to put them together. But it's not everybody that prepares like that that ends up with the baby. Hope does not always ensure fulfillment. And so because a womb, there are many things that can happen to the baby. There is a functionary that is always assigned to accompany this woman who is carrying a baby until the day that she gives back, and even post delivery, she is referred to as a midwife. That's what they go to school to learn, a midwife. It is to accompany what is coming until it arrives and to give to the establishment. Let's look at another verse of scriptures. I'm gunning for 6 o'clock. This was my spiritual father, the Apostle Aromes, verse. Isaiah chapter 26, and let us read from verse 16. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee, so that you find out that intercessory labors have multiplied in our nation, because our nation is once again troubled. In trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Next verse. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. The contractions are already on. What we expect now is that a baby shows up. But verse 18. We have been with child, are pregnant. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth what? Wind. The expectation was a baby, but what was brought forth was wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Our expectations of change was cut short. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Our oppressors, after it has been said and done, are still standing. This verse gives us a possible outcome of our labors in Nigeria. So that when some of us prophesy, we put buts after our prophecy, not because we are not sure, but because we know that such prophecies that come with but require labors. Midwifery. 1 Chronicles 12:32. It's a charge, so I'm just going like that. When you arrange the verses of scripture, you understand what God is saying to us. 1 Chronicles 12:32. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. There, in this season, we need first the emergence of the company of the children of Issachar, who will announce to us as a nation, as the body of Christ, that it is not yet time to celebrate. It is not yet time. Our prayers have brought about a pregnancy. Like a man meets with his wife. I said to us that one of the things that happens in the place of intimacy, which is the third layer of fellowship, is that things are born. Now the new Nigeria has been conceived based on the collisions of the company of intercessors and God. You need two to make a baby, to give hope that a baby will come. Even in the birth of Jesus, it was Holy Ghost and Mary. Are you with me? We have collided serially with God in prayer, and now a pregnancy has ensued. But it's not yet the excitement day. My cry is that we will not rejoice too soon. As those who have access to the ministry of the children of Issachar, what should we be doing? Is that our intercessory labors must morph. It must change. It was first to bring about a conception, and that has happened. We have rejoiced for a few days that you are pregnant now. We have been waiting for many years. You have been called barren. Now there's a baby in your womb. But beyond the baby in your womb, we must morph and become another functionary who will begin to use again the tools of prayer to bring before God petitions. So our kind of prayer is changing. Petitions. Because spiritual intelligence tells us that there are movements in darkness to abort our hope, to make sure that come 2023, it will be a continuation of the misery in our nation, that thieves will rule us, that ASUU will still go on strike next year, even though they will resume very soon. Don't say amen. Don't worry. Just follow. Don't say amen. Don't worry. I know that your amen does not come out of faith. So don't say it. The average university student does not have faith for resumption. I'm saying that the plan is that there will be strike again next year. Because the attitude of the person that will come will also look like the person doesn't care. Because the person has shown that he does not care. Selah. We have to pray. Because if you are driving and you take your feet off the pedals, off your accelerator, you don't need to press your brake for the car to slow down. It will slow down by itself. And when he comes to a hilly place, the car can stop without applying the brakes. If we stop praying now, then this pregnancy will yield the wind. And the inhabitants of the world will still be standing come 2023. I was sharing with Papa this morning that it is because of this burden that Jesus said to me on the day that we should have celebrated, that you know when we finished the 40 days, there's a lot of celebration. How many people saw the way I was? You know, even after the meeting, there were nice songs coming from the choir, and it was great. But me, I still bowed my head, because it's not everything that you must say. Some of the things that we don't want to say is that we are not the only ones laboring. Our multiplied intercession has occasioned multiplied labors in darkness to counter what we are doing. Unfortunately, brethren, say unfortunately. Unfortunately, the ones that have been recruited are not just men in darkness. They are men in light who have sold out because of money. Men who have gifted, who have given utterances from their places in God to back up wickedness in our nation. So we must keep praying. We must keep praying to wear out their energies. We must pray long so that when the scales are measured, we will have achieved many hours of petition so that we can displace what they have as energy. That's why when we closed, like those who have an understanding of the times, that from legal petition or legal intercessors, people have functioned within a legal framework, we must come now into an hospital environment and begin to function like midwives. God has instructed that to be able to bring the balance that we desire based on our own quota as HWCN and attached ministries, we must contribute 200 hours of prayers every day for the next 1 year. Simply put, we will require only 30 minutes of prayers per person, but we need 400 foot soldiers standing to religiously. Somebody say religiously. It means that when I use the word religiously, it means you will be diligent to make sure, because heaven is counting for every day. We have been given a window to go full blast. As at the last count on the Moses company, we had 290 something. Yes, we are going to 400, and latest by the 1st of October, we must have attained to 400 or more. I'm trusting God that we will exceed, so that in the days that some people sleep, we will still be able to meet up. God is measuring, and we cannot fail him. To ensure that this praying man is just, it's just 30 minutes. That is 1 over 48 of your day. To ensure that they stay in their places, another company, that's the whole company, has been occasioned. All you need to do, if you're already on the group, you'll find out that you've only had one prayer point since the last 4 days. It is to pray that those who have signed up to pray for the nation are not wearied. Lord, help them to make out time. 400 men praying any scattered 30 minutes every week. Somebody say, why are you not praying at the same time? No, we are not the ones receiving the prayers. there's a counter in heaven who is receiving and calculating how much is coming in as prayers. May we not be found wanting. May we not rejoice and forget that we have not arrived. You know, Egypt, Israel celebrated when they crossed the Red Sea. How many of those who celebrated entered? Two. Somebody said two. What's the ratio of 2/3 million? You'll find out that you cannot round it up to one. So if we are just 50, or we are more than 50, definitely. But I'm just saying, if we are just 50, it means the possibility of entry is zero. Because if only two made it out of 3 million, it means in the 50, it will be 0.00000 until in your regular calculator that cannot go exponential, what will it write? Error. But no, it's not worth calculating. That's the cry. In case you are afraid that if you sign up, you will not meet up, can I still encourage you that you pray? Are you with me? Pray. Make sure you make out time and pray for this nation. We have not finished praying. Our prayers for conception have been heard by God. But our prayers that will guarantee delivery have just begun. And we need to pray more. If you studied science, you know it is cheaper generally to conceive than to go through gestation and giving birth. May God help you in the name of Jesus. In 3 minutes, I want us to raise up a cry to the Lord that He will enable us to meet up with that which He requires. You can pray now. What we seek is enablement. Enablement. We have found out that we were not framed to be consistent. Outside the Spirit, all of us will drop out, including this boy that speaks. There is a work to do, and we seek your face that you will keep us instant in season and out of season. There will be none amongst us that chickens out. If you're listening to us online, or you are privileged to listen to this message, even if you cannot sign up, we want to plead that prayers be made for our nation, because God must help us. Our expectation is that the sons of the wicked will no longer bear rule over our nation. It is possible that a new nation emerges as the year closes, and in stronger fashion come 2023. But we must pray. We must not rest. The Bible says that God, even God, will not say no to His people who cry out to Him in the morning and the evening. He will come speedily to judge on their behalf. On this foundation we stand, that there will be interventions if we do not stop crying. But we seek your mercy. We seek your grace. Oh, Saito Kaita la Kababota. Bombe Santo Baribre Casifenote. Infatino me Sofia Tama. Bombe Vita Belate. Abrante Suso Tasima Meto. Enfatata Bamo. Mia Combi Sia Kabataya. Afifeno Saitopatea. Help us that we will not fail. Help us. Help us. Help us that our homes as a nation will not be aborted. Raise midwives amongst us. Oh, makimo kaso sotoko bepotakemo bevan kapaliata kaba rabati kapasa tepabo batekamia mema bababove kante invite kamima branch tabenata bosia. Oh, we ask for oil. We ask for oil. That our lamps will not grow dim, that they will not be put out. Let the oil be supplied. Let the oil be supplied. Can you connect these labors to the supply of the oil? Oh, give me oil. Give me oil. Give this company sufficient oil that our lamps will be burning in prayers. Iradabakato somikimata. Mainte kabe sefine momokatos. So give us oil in our lamps. Keep us burning. Give us oil in our lamps. We pray. Give us oil in our lamps. Keep us burning. Keep us burning till the break of day. Give us oil. Keep us burning.
Give us oil.
Yeah, como sa fama movere alla notte. Give us oil.
Give us oil.
Oil in our lives. Keep us burning. Keep us burning.
Keep us burning.
The bread. There is a break of day for Nigeria. Give us oil. Enamo kamamo sakome nato kabarianda rata kabame kavame kasababata baite tamesame motane rante besoma aniata. Hey, meteme mo santa miata la mo kevemi ananode. Keep us burning till the break of day. In Jesus' name we have prayed. So Father, we ask of you that there will be a supply. Let there be drawings to pray. Let there be visions. Let there be dreams. Let there be instructions in timely fashion. That we will not rest on our oars until our great nation is born. In our lifetime, changes before this year ends, that before the year closes, the water will break. Come 2023, our feet will be deep into the reality of newness. We believe you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You may please be seated.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, Mix LR HWCC, Facebook HWCNNG, Telegram HWCN Global Group. God bless you.